Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Terry Green, music legend. I'm here today to talk about the success of my company. With 37 plus years in the music industry, doing secular and gospel music. We've been in the business for a long time, and we started off in 1979. That's when I started very professionally in the music industry. My first job in the industry was being a road manager for an artist by the name of Jerry Bell. He's my high school buddy. We go way back. And he had an album out called With the Love Affair. He had signed to MCA Records and he wanted me to be his manager. And I said, Jerry, I don't know how to be a manager. And he said, hey, no problem. I'll send for you. We'll fly you out and we'll take care of you and we'll teach you the ropes. So make a long story short, I did go to California. I had $100 in my pockets. My parents thought I was crazy. All of my friends thought I was crazy. But I was determined to leave my home that I was born in, which is West Palm Beach, Florida. I wanted to leave from home. I had been doing music since I was a kid. I used to perform at the Grand Theater in West Palm Beach, on Rosemary, on 4th Street. And music has always been my passion, my love. It's always been what I wanted to do in life. I mean, even back in the days, during that time, and I had music all in my head, beats going on, before the beatbox came out. I was already putting it all together. I was humming the tones, the music. It was all in my head. And I was putting it down on paper. I was putting on little mini recorders. I always knew that I was going to be involved in music. Back in high school, we had a group called the Delusions. And the members in that group were myself, Jerry Bell, Fred Jones. We were hot. The type of music that we did back then, we were doing like the Delphonics, Smokey Robinson, all of the good slow stuff, Mood, Blue Magic, The Moments. That was happening back then during that time. And we got a lot of recognition. I mean, we got recognized so great back in high school that we had people looking at us, and they were friends of James Brown and Bobby Bird. They came in, and they got us a meeting with those guys. They saw us perform. Bobby Bird wanted to sign us. We were too young at the time. I think we might have been around about 15, 16, and our parents said, oh, no, you're too young. So we didn't do that deal, but we still pursued our careers in music. That's what all three of us wanted to do. So we continued to focus ourselves in our music. And like I was saying before, I went to California. I was working with my high school buddy. I learned a lot out there in L.A. And before I left L.A., I moved down to Oakland. And it was like who's who in the music industry. I worked with everybody when I was in L.A. And then I moved down to Oakland, California. Everybody thought I was crazy. They said, why are you moving out of L.A., Hollywood? I said, I'm tired of the staying up all night for five, 6 years. I said, I'm sick of this. I said, I'm going to move down to Oakland and start my career over down in Oakland. So I moved down to Oakland, California. And I hooked up with a guy that he heard me. He liked my stuff. And he said, hey, look, he signed me to a production deal. And he was promoting me. At the time, he was working with Two Tons of Fun. And he was working with Johnny Taylor. He was working with some name artists. And he took me up on his wings and he said, Terry, he said, you got it, man. I'm going to make you a star. So I signed with him, put out a couple of records, and then that deal was over with. And then I decided that I'm going to just go on my own. I started out way back then in the early 80s. I started out with my own record label. At that time, it was called Solid Tracks Music. I had my own publishing company, which was called Solid Tracks Publishing as well. I had the record label, which was called Solid Tracks Records. I put my first record out in 1985. But prior to that, I was a known upcoming producer, and I was doing everybody's records all over Oakland, California. Made a big name for myself. And then what happened was, I said, hey, I've done everybody else. I built a little track record, working with a lot of local artists, per se, and then I moved on. And I started meeting other big people, big producers in Oakland, California. And I met my best friend and my mentor, Joe Capers. Joe Capers. I started working with Joe in J. John's Recording Studios. At that time, I was the first artist that came out of J. John's Recording Studio with a record. And that was in 1985. I had a group called Lick, L-I-C-K-K-E. And our sound was like UK, Europe, London, France, Germany. That was my vision. That was my sound that I created. And there was nothing out there like it. We did a lot of shows around Oakland, California. I branched out from there. A lot of people started hearing my stuff. I put the record out. And then I got a call to go to New York to promote the record from Lick. At that time, there were like five members. The other members, they weren't as serious as I was at music per se, but they had their own careers. They were like half stylists. And they didn't really want to be in music. I did. So I went out on the road as Lick myself and one of the female singers. And we did shows in New York City. I started shopping the record that I had to all the major record labels. They were interested in me. But what happened was, they said, Terry, they laughed. They said, you got it all tied up. So they said, well, when you go do some new stuff, come back and we'll give you open door policy. The doors are open, come back, let us hear what you got, your new stuff. So I went back in the studio and I started working on some new materials. And I started letting all those different record labels, everybody hearing my stuff, they loved it. And I wound up signing with a group from out of New Jersey, a huge record company. I signed with them. And I only signed with them because they were actually looking at the UK market. And that's what I really wanted. My interest was not really the United States because of the type of music that I was doing. It was like off the chain. It was way out there. It was far, way beyond. And we put out a couple of records overseas. And I found out that through my record label, I didn't have the money to really do it. Myself and my manager from Germany, we didn't have the money to support the record. And we lost a lot of sales. So what happened was, and that was right before I signed, and that's what got these other companies interested in me. So I signed with those other companies. I signed a couple of record deals in the 80s. Matter of fact, I signed my first deal in 1987, and then in 1992, I signed another record label, major record label from out of Boston, Mass. And that was very successful as well. And then what happened was, the direction that I wanted to go in, because I was tied up and I was doing music the way and the style that I liked, they didn't want me to do that. They wanted me to do some stuff that they had. So I didn't like that. So I wound up, to make a long story short, I wound up sitting it out for two record labels for 10 years. So in 1997, my contracts were over with, and then I decided that I'm still trying to be in that circle of music, got another deal. And that deal didn't work out for me, and I said, you know what, let me go ahead on and do what I'm supposed to do. So actually, as a matter of fact, what happened to me in 1999, I was in a bad car accident, and I wound up having surgery. Neck surgery and back surgery, I was messed up pretty bad. And I was bedridden for 3 years. And I really thought my music career, that was it, it was all over with. So I laid up for 3 years, wondering and pondering. And then in 1990, those accidents happened to me in 1999. And then I laid up 1999, 2000, 2001. And then in 2002, I came out of that, started my new label, in which I knew it was always prophesied that I was supposed to be doing gospel. So I started doing gospel, started my new label, put my new incorporation together, and I came out with a new record label called Faith Southern Urban Music. I had no connections in gospel whatsoever. I ran across a friend of mine that had all of the connections in gospel. He turned me on. And I'll say by the end of 2002, I had music out in Billboard magazine. Top gospel album, top hip-hop crossover album. I was on my way. And after that, a Soul Train nomination came in. And I said, whoa, everybody start calling. And then the Soul Train nomination came in. And previously, before that, now remember, I had already made it pretty big out there in Oakland, California, because my friend Joe Capers, he was doing those artists like Digital Underground, MC Hammer, In Vogue, pardon me, he was doing all of those people, and I was right there. Tony, I was right there. We were all friends. And as a matter of fact, we all got signed the same year in 1987 and 1988. And like I said, my deal went bad. I was doing circular stuff. And my deal went bad, and I was supposed to have really been doing gospel. They were prophesizing me. I was hard-headed. I didn't want to listen. And then I got shut down in 1999 for those years. And then when I came back strong. God brought me back strong, more powerful than ever. And then I started out doing gospel. So it never stopped from 2002 on forward. It never stopped. I'm talking about the success never stopped. Doors were opening up. Offers were coming in left and right. I was busy, busy. I was a busy guy. And then I think I've been on Facebook now since 2006. I converted over to Facebook. Got really strong on Facebook. I had already had the hit record out over in Germany with my group Nick. And then I came out as a solo artist doing things. And then after I had received all the solo training nominations in 2010, 2011, stuff was just coming. You know, like I worked with Grammy producers, singer songwriters, big time. I worked with, I had nominations coming in for Soul Train, South Florida Gospel Music Award in 2011, and I just kept moving. And I was working with all these different gospel artists, 2011, 2013, 2014. I worked with, I was on a TV show called All Man Rock in 2013, which was distributed around the world. It was pretty big. It was on DirecTV, AT&T, Reverse, and then we came from that, and then we came up with Blog Talk Radio, All Man Rock. That was very successful, which was hosted by Christopher B. Christopher B. is the father of Raven Simone from the Cosby Show. So he's a good friend of mine, and we had a great time. We had a great time doing that. And then, I was just straight, the branches were just coming up. I was just steady, branching. And then the end of 2013, I came up with Terry Green's live gospel show, the same show I'm talking to you on now. That came in existence. And I had a lot of guests on that show, a lot of celebrities on that show. A lot of entertainers on that show. I was working with a lot of artists, maybe 10, 12 artists at one time, in promotions, marketing, retail, record distribution. I'm also an author, motivational speaker, TV and radio talk show host, and author. I have a book that's getting ready to come out soon. I'll let you know about that later. But magazine ads, mag publisher, you name it, I've done it. I've done my own workshop. I do events. I do workshops. I do speaking engagements. I'm available for any and everything. I'm available. And my company, PG Entertainment Group, Faith Southern Urban Music, we're looking to sign artists right now. So if you're interested in coming on board with us, email me at email me at prophetterrygreen@gmail.com. Send your full package there. Send your picture, bio, and a couple of your tracks so I can listen to them. Because we're looking to sign people and distribute their music worldwide. I have my own distribution company. My record label is called Faith Southern Urban Music. That's the record label that's been on Billboard charts over 12 times. I've been on the iTunes charts with artists. I've been listening on Who's Who in music. I've been in over 75 gospel magazines. I'm a workaholic. I've just been working, 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 and working. That's all I do. I love what I do. I've had bloggers, professional bloggers that write for celebrities, have written blogs on me. I've done a lot of things. I can't even talk about all of it in 30 minutes. I've done a lot in 37-year-plus successful history now. Successful history. I have a track record. And like I said, I've been with whoso in the music industry. I can't even talk about the 37 years experience, everything that I've done in the music industry, because it's too much. I can't really talk about it here, but be on the lookout, and I will let you know, be on the lookout, when my book comes out. All that information is going to be in my book, and like I said, I'm available to do events, radio and TV talk shows. I'm available for speaking engagements. I'm available as an author. I'm available to do in music industry workshops. Just hit me up. Hit me up at 770-731-8127. Or you can email me at prophetterrygreen@gmail.com. I'm on all of the social networks. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Reverb Nation, Instagram, Twitter. I'm all over the place. Just Google search me. If you want to know a lot of things about me or do a research on me, just Google me. You can put my name in, Terry Green Music Legend, in Google search. You can put in FA7ITH, that's my record label, Faith 7 Herbal Music. You can put that in. Or you can put in PG Entertainment Group. That's the group that has all the other companies under the umbrella. You can find me. You can just Google me and you can find me. I'm on iTunes. I'm on all of the media outlets everywhere. I just released a new single called Plastic Lover. I did this because of the heavy demand of me working for other artists for the last 7 or 8 years. Everybody's asking me, Terry, when are you going to do some music? So I have a catalog for about almost 500 songs. I decided to just go ahead and just drop some of that music and keep acting. So I put this song that is called Plastic Lover. Pretty nice song. The song is out on 40 retailers around the world right now. It's out. It was released in July the 27th of 2016, this year, not too long ago. The album is already finished. The album is going to follow that probably by the end of the year. By the end of the year, and I'm also working on the gospel CD. And that's going to be the magnet there. Everybody's waiting on that gospel single, the gospel CD. It's all coming. It's all coming. We're also working on the Joe Capers documentary movie. We've been working on that since 2010. And that should be coming out sometime. Sometime in the film festival, that should be coming out as well. There might be a lot of things that I did not talk about because I don't have the time, but anyway, if you have any questions, if you need to contact me, I've given you the information. You can check it, or you can listen to this show again with no problem at all. You can listen to the show. Have a good day. Stay blessed. If you miss my show, that's okay. You could always, I'm going to put the link, it's going to be on Facebook. You'll be able to still listen to this show. I wanted to do this by myself because a lot of people always ask me questions. They want to know about me. So I thought that I would just do this show on my own. Thank you for listening to Terry Green's Live Gospel Show. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.